Legislators in California are expected to vote in the next couple months on a proposed law that would require adult bicycle riders to wear helmets. It would be the first adult helmet law in the country. Nearly half the states already have requirements that kids wear helmets. But many cyclist groups in California worry that requiring helmets could deter people from riding bikes. California Democratic State Senator Carol Liu introduced the bill. She's with us now. And Senator Liu, your bill would impose a $25 fine on adult cyclists who aren't wearing helmets. Why do you think this is necessary?
Well, we feel like it's a precautionary safety issue out here in California. For the past, I would say, generation, we've tried to encourage our cities to allow more than just cars on its roadway, and bicycles are a wonderful means of transportation. So this is an attempt to protect people when they're riding bikes.
And what statistics are you looking at that show that a bicyclist wearing a helmet is much better protected against head injury than somebody who is not wearing a helmet?
Well, I tell you, it's kind of the reverse here. The National Conference of State Legislators reported in 2009 that 91% of bicycles killed were not wearing helmets. So it's kind of it's the reverse here, and you know. But what it's stimulated here is it's a robust debate about bicycle safety, and I am really looking forward to working with everyone who cares about this issue.
Although when you say there's a robust debate, there are certainly people who disagree with this approach. Dave Snyder, executive director of the California Bicycle Coalition, told the LA Times that the best way to keep cyclists safe is to keep the streets safe. He says protected bike lanes would do far more than helmets to do that.
Well, that's true, but we don't have enough of them on our streets, and there has been an uptick in the number of people who've been harmed by the collision between cars and bikes, and that's not exactly an equal confrontation here.
How would you enforce this law?
Well, just like we do with children. You know, it's just an infraction and a fine, and the money hopefully can be set aside for people who can't afford their own helmets.
Which cost, about $30 a piece?
Yeah.
Senator, one more thing I want to ask you about. And as you know, there are these increasingly popular bike sharing programs. There's one in San Francisco and
right.
In San Diego. And there are some people who worry about a bill like this becoming law because helmets aren't provided when you use these bike sharing programs.
Well, maybe we can find a way of doing this. I mean, we can think of thousands of reasons why this won't work. But let's have a discussion about what is good for everybody when they're riding bikes.
What made you latch onto this issue?
I have some personal history in this area where I've had relatives who have been in unfortunate confrontations in this area, and it resulted in a death of a nephew and a cousin who's become a paraplegic. I don't know. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's just not a we hear more about these kinds of accidents, and we're just trying to put something out there to make people conscious about bike riders.
That's California Democratic State Senator Carol Liu, who has introduced a bill that would impose a $25 fine on adults in California who are not wearing helmets when they bike. It would be the first adult helmet law statewide in the country, and it is expected to be voted on in the next 8 weeks or so. Carol Liu, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.